What's a jailhouse environmentalist? Most of us have heard of jailhouse lawyers, guys and gals who battle in court for themselves or others. But I'd wager few of us have ever heard of a jailhouse environmentalist. Truth is, I didn't think such a thing existed. Well, it's real, and his name is Bryant Arroyo, a bilingual Puerto Rican who has spent a third of his life in prison at SCI Mahanoy in southeastern Pennsylvania. Arroyo didn't plan on such an endeavor, as he is already a jailhouse lawyer, but like much in life, it was forced on him. In 1998, former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge invited an area businessman to join him on a trek to South Africa. He, John W. Ridge Jr., was a power plant operator and a major landowner in the Mahanoy area in Susquehanna County, a distressed, impoverished region where coal mines have closed down decades ago. Rich met and made deals with the South African Sasol industry, and before long, he announced plans for a major coal-to-liquid gas project, literally right next door to the state prison in Mahanoy. By every measure, this was a done deal. For Rich, his family and colleagues contributed to state, federal, and local politicians, and he was even bipartisan in that effort, gaining the praise and support of Democratic Governor Ed Rendell. State permits were issued for the $800 million plant, and state subsidies cut the cost by hundreds of millions of bucks. But Arroyo, a curious and inquisitive man, having read about the proposed plant in local papers, felt uneasy. What if this isn't safe, he wondered. He visited the prison library, asked for the environmental impact statement, a study required by the EPA, read it again, and determined he would do everything in his power to stop it. But what could one man, a prisoner at that, do? He talked to everybody he could, gangbangers, guards, everybody. Under prison rules, petitions are forbidden, so he wrote a letter and made hundreds of copies to local township supervisors, each mailed by one prisoner. Within weeks, the Mahanoy Township supervisors had received over 400 letters, and they appeared in a local paper looking disturbed. When a local reporter tried to belittle him by referencing his criminal conviction, Arroyo simply went back to work, and before long, over 900 letters flooded the township supervisors. His activities even attracted the attention and support of CalDEF, the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, which crafted an ordinance for the township barring any non-renewable energy projects which threatened the area's health and safety. Even prison guards, through their union local, opposed the project, with Union Secretary Timothy Teltow telling reporters, "I just can't see why this facility is being built right next to a state penitentiary." Eventually, within a few years, the done deal was done. An $800 million coal gasification plant, supported by powerful corporations like Bechtel and politicians like the late Senator Specter, had to submit. But it began when one man, a prisoner no less, Bryant Arroyo, became a jailhouse environmentalist and said no. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.